I've been dividing up these
ancient
Japanese men into four categories. First, you've got the
ancient
men. You know? They don't have any
weapons
at all. They're like on the level of a
599-year-old
crab.
They cry easily and so on. They're not in
action game.
Period. You see a lot of them on
Genji 2.
Then the next group is the
famous ancient
Japanese men. The third group is the purely
massive ancient
Japanese men. And then the last group is
enemy warrior
men.